You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Hey y'all, what's up? Good morning and welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and daily podcast. I am your host, Fun Strong James. And this morning, I'm just going to get straight into it, y'all, because the Holy Spirit it was an amazing morning. Like, sometimes I'm like, okay, forget all of the formalities and everything. I just want to tell y'all what me and the Holy Spirit talked about and my experience that I had with the Holy Spirit this morning during my prayer time. So let's just do that. So the first thing I heard the Holy Spirit say to me this morning is the word evolve. Evolve. E-V-O-L-V-E. Then he followed it by saying, you are evolving. I looked up the definition of evolve because, as I always say, I never want to assume I know what it means. And I always want to get more revelation from digging deeper into what I heard the Holy Spirit say to me. So when I looked up the word evolve, it means to develop, progress, advance, mature, grow, transform, expand, enlarge, alter, adapt, extend, spread, change, metamorphose, differentiate. It means to come forth gradually into being, to develop, to make someone or something change or develop gradually. I know one thing is for sure. Me, Fun, I have most certainly changed over the last 17 months of my life. And it all started when I willingly sought after God daily during a commitment that I made to spend time with Him every morning between 5 a.m. and 6 a.m. And if you've been rocking with me on the podcast and the blog, you know, for a long time, you know, the 1 hour prayer challenge that my church life group did last year in 2019 completely transformed my life. It was the linchpin, if you will, to the relationship, the intimate and close relationship that I now have with the Lord. And so when he said the word evolve, and then I looked up what evolve means, to develop gradually, I resonated completely with that. But he wasn't done talking to me, of course. The Holy Spirit said, let me guide you with my word. He said, let me guide you with my word. I can answer every question you have. Don't be shy about asking me. Now, y'all, when he said, don't be shy about asking me, I thought about, like, am I being shy? Clearly, if the Lord's saying it to me, I'm being shy. He's basically saying, you know, when you shy, you're hesitant, right? When you are a shy person, when you shy about something, you be kind of hesitant about it. You just be kind of timid about it. And that's what he was saying. Don't be shy about asking me. Whatever you need to ask me, don't be timid. Don't be afraid. Don't be fearful, because sometimes we can be shy because we're afraid of what the response is going to be from the Lord. And we're afraid that the response might not be what we want it to be. And he's saying this morning, don't be afraid of my response. Don't be afraid about asking me. He said, I can answer every question you have. Then he said, think back to all the times you asked and I immediately answered. And so I began to think about all the times I asked the Lord about a thing, or asked him a question about something, or what should I do, and how he immediately answered. Prime example, yesterday I was sitting on my sofa. My father was here. My daddy, my earthly father, he was here, and he and my son were in my son's room, and my son was showing him, you know, I guess his game, but I just heard them, you know, just going on and on. My daughter was in the kitchen making a peach cobbler. Come on, somebody, when your 11-year-old can make a peach cobbler, shouts out to her. And I was just sitting on the sofa, and the news was on, and they were talking about the schools and the reopening of the schools. And that's something that I have been praying about and just really trying to seek God, not trying to seek God. I have been seeking God on what to do. Like, I don't want to send my kids back to an environment where people that are not making wise choices. Like, I don't want to be putting my kids in harm's way because I didn't seek the Lord's direction or instruction on what to do with my children. Not what the school districts say do, not what the government says do, but what does the Lord say about it? And so, as he was saying to me, think back to all the times you ask and I immediately answered, I immediately thought about yesterday. As I was sitting on that sofa and listening to the news, I started praying right then and there on my sofa. I didn't even go to my prayer closet. I just started praying right then and there. Lord, what do you want me to do? What do you want for my children for this school year? And y'all, my phone rung immediately after I prayed that prayer. And it was a lady from a school that I had inquired about online. Like, I had put my information in, you know, to say that I wanted more information about this homeschooling option. Y'all, I literally prayed and my phone rung. So the Lord was telling me, think back to all the times you asked me a question and I immediately answered. And I want to encourage you this morning to think back to all the times you asked him and he immediately answered you. Because the enemy loves to come and steal your memory. Right? He likes for you to forget about when the Lord brought you through, when the Lord immediately answered you. So don't let him do that. Think back to the times that he's answered. And if you're smart, which I know you are because you listen to this podcast, write it down so that you'll have a place to go back to, that you won't have to think back, that you can go back because it's documented. All the times that the Lord immediately answered you. I can think back to a time where I was living in Houston and I was in an apartment and we were moving at the time and we were struggling with trying to get a dresser into the U-Haul. And it was just me and he was my husband at the time, but we were struggling. And I remember just saying, Lord, we need some help. And y'all, a man, not just a scrawny man, a strong man just came by on a bicycle at night. Like, we are in the apartment complex trying to get this dresser down these stairs, right? And I said, Lord, after many, many attempts to do it, I said, Lord, we need some help. Because we were trying to do it on our own because of all kind of different things that had happened where we couldn't, get people to help us move because some stuff had happened. Things didn't close with the house, blah, 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 blah. But at that moment, I said, Lord, we need some help. And this man, I said, an angel came by on a bike and he had been working out or whatever. He was riding his bike in the apartment complex. And I said, excuse me, can you help us? I didn't know this man from nobody. This was a stranger. I had not seen him in the apartment complex or nothing. And he was like, yeah, sure. And he helped us. He got the dresser out and into the U-Haul. And I think he may have even helped us with a couple of more things. And then he just went on his way. And I, you know, wanted to thank him with a gift card or whatever. And I went to the apartment complex and they were like, who are you? Like, they didn't even know who I was talking about. They thought they may have had an idea, but y'all, God sent someone to help right when I asked for the help, when I asked him for the help. Okay. Anyway, moving on. The Holy Spirit also said, some answers will come immediately and some will take time. But while you wait, I want you to spend that time with me. Don't spend the time complaining or pretending to wait patiently to yourself or to others. Now, that part right there, I love, you know, Holy Spirit talk to me how I hear. You know what I'm saying? Like, he not talking to me the way he talks to you, because you may hear differently from the way I do. I'm sure you do. He created us all uniquely and differently, right? And so he said, don't spend the time complaining. You know, when you waiting on the Lord and you be complaining, ooh, Lord, this is too much. This is, you know, complaining. And then he said, don't spend the time pretending to wait patiently. Y'all, if that did, I was like, okay, Lord, okay, you talk about me. Because see, we can get on podcasts and on social media and or around friends and family, or have conversations, and it's like, I'm just waiting patiently on the Lord. You pretending to wait patiently. I know, because I'm talking about myself. I've told people, yes, I'm just, you know, when I was waiting on my vehicle, on the Lord to bless me with a new vehicle, and the air went out in my old vehicle. And I'm just like, hey, I'm just waiting on the Lord, telling my kids, hey, we just gonna wait on the Lord. I was pretending to wait patiently. I was frustrated as I'll get out, okay? I was complaining, but my complaints may not have been verbal, but the thoughts were there. The complaining thoughts were there. And you know, as a man thinketh, so is he. So I was, oh, anyway, when he said that, I was like, yep, okay, Lord, you're right. And then he said, also, you know, there's a reason for the wait. So basically, like, while you're waiting, I want you to spend that time with me. And you know, if I got you waiting, it's a reason for that. And he said, if you wait with me and not on me, you will have peace in the midst of the wait. And that's not the first time that the Lord has said that to me. He said, if you wait with me, not on me. See, many times we're out here waiting on the Lord, but he wants you to wait with him, because he is with us. He's never left us. But mentally, like where your mind is and where your heart is, you might be in a position where you're like, I'm just waiting on the Lord. I'm just waiting on the Lord. And he's saying, I want you to wait with me. Like, let's wait together. And there's a reason that I have you waiting. But the thing is, you'll know you're waiting with me because you're going to have peace in the midst of the wait. It's just like when you in a waiting room and you waiting for them to call you back or waiting or whatever. There are certain people that can be in that waiting room with you that you will have peace with that person. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could be your mom. It could be a good friend. It could be a spouse or whatever. But it's like that person's countenance is just peaceful. You know, like some people, like when I just talk to so-and-so, I just feel so at peace. Like, and then there are certain people that you don't want to wait with them. They, you know how children don't, they are impatient and can't wait. And then that person that you waiting with in the waiting room, just like they busy and they like, when they gonna come? Why they ain't called us yet? You need to go back up there to the thing and ask them what's taking so long. You know, that kind of person, that's not a peaceful person. And the Lord is saying, when you wait with me, you'll have peace in the midst of the wait. And then the last thing that he said to me during this little part of my prayer time, he said, I love spending time with you. Y'all, yesterday my son, I now have my kids doing what I do every morning, which is waking up, praying, reading their word, and writing down what they hear. And so I'll have them share with me what the Lord shared with them. And it's been so good, because these were instructions that the Lord told me to do. He said, I don't want you to just be doing this. I want you to show your kids how to do it so they can learn how to spend time with me and seek me first now, like at their age now. And so I was like, you know what? I need to do that. And so I immediately put that into action. And my son, I asked him yesterday, I said, well, what did the Holy Spirit say to you? And he said, it wasn't that much. He said, it wasn't long. But he said, I love you. And y'all, that just warmed my heart, because I know the Lord speaks to my 9-year-old in a way that he understands. The Lord is not going to be giving my 9-year-old the things that he gives me. He's not going to be giving my 9-year-old the things that he gives my 11-year-old. Because my daughter, what she wrote down was a lot more advanced than what my son had written down. The Lord speaks to you where you can understand. And he said to me, I love spending time with you. And that made me smile so wide, y'all. I mean, ooh, y'all. Imagine me just sitting on the floor of my prayer closet. And let me just say this. My prayer closet is simply my clothes closet that I have turned into a space where I can go and have private conversations with my Father God. It's a stool in there with a blanket, two old couch throw pillows. These pillows I used to have on my couch before I redecorated. I put those in there. I use that to cushion my knees or to prop up behind me when I'm just sitting on the floor. It's a white memory foam mat in there that I used to have in my bathroom, but then I replaced my mats. And so I put that white mat in there to warm the floor because I have concrete floors throughout. And so I put that in there to warm the floor so my feet won't be, you know, cold. And that's it. That's it. Like, that's my prayer closet. And I shared that because somebody trying to create a perfect prayer closet before they start having a conversation with our perfect Lord and Savior. Like, you're making an excuse. You're like, well, let me just get my prayer. Let me paint. Let me put some candles in there. Let me get a little desk in there. Let me get a stool. Well, once I get this, once I get that. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Okay? Don't do that. Just go in there and let Holy Spirit create the atmosphere. See, I just go in there and pray. I don't notice the clothes. Some of them I need to send to the Goodwill. I don't notice the shoes. I don't notice my dirty clothes hamper that's in the corner or anything else. Like, my eyes are solely focused on Jesus. And he said to me, I love spending time with you. He kept talking. I know y'all are like, what? You got all that from this morning? Uh-huh. When you spend time with him, listen, I even grabbed my coffee this morning because, like, before I got in there, it was like, get your coffee and bring it into the prayer closet. And that's something I never do. Now, I have had time with the Lord with my coffee at my desk where I'm reading the word. But he was like, bring the coffee into the prayer closet. And I got so excited about that, y'all. It's something about when I drink coffee that just the warmth going down my throat. Anyway, it's a whole experience. I love drinking coffee. And I don't even really know that it's the taste, because real coffee drinkers be like, you're not even drinking real coffee. You're drinking coffee with a whole lot of creamer and sugar. I've reduced the sugar, by the way, for those of my friends who know that I used to put a lot of sugar in my coffee. But anyway, when the Holy Spirit just kept talking to me, he said, when you seek me first, you will change and people will see the change. He said, don't look to other people to determine what it's like to be in an intimate relationship with me. Our relationship is unique. I created you, so I know everything about you. But do you know everything about me? Do you know at least some things about me? And y'all know me, relationship lover over here, love relationships, right? I felt like the Lord was really saying, like, don't compare your relationship with me to how other people say they relate to me, right? You know, don't be looking at how other people spend their time with me. Just focus on spending your time with me. He says, I know everything about you, but do you know everything about me? Do you know some things about me? Like, the Lord wants us to get to know him. Like, he know everything about us. But the thing is, as we get to know him more and his character, we actually learn more about ourselves because he created us. Come on, y'all. Ain't that good? Oh, okay. Let me keep moving. He said, some people respect humans in authority more than they respect me. It's so true, y'all. I said that yesterday. Like, your boss can tell you to come to work early and you will do it. Like, people, we respect other people in authority more than we respect our Father, our Lord, our Savior. Y'all, let's not do that. Then he said, I wasn't impatient with you, so don't be impatient with them. They are evolving too. He said, look at the definition of evolve again. It's a gradual process. You didn't change overnight, so don't expect other people to change overnight. Keep praying for them. Y'all, see, sometimes it's not random what the Holy Spirit is saying. He's addressing a thought that has popped up in my head. And this was one of those times where he was addressing a thought that popped up in my head, because sometimes I do get impatient with people. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you ain't got it yet. Like, seriously, come on, get it. And he was just letting me know to that thought. He said, I wasn't impatient with you, so you don't need to be impatient with them. You just keep praying for them. He said, even when I'm doing work on the inside of a person, the change that's taking place will always seep out. You can always see the change in a person and on a person when it's real. Then this part right here, y'all, this was so good. Like, this is the title of today's blog and podcast. Change is seen, not heard. Did you hear what I said? Change is seen, not heard. Evolution is seen, not heard. Progress is seen, not heard. Y'all, that right there just blew my mind. That just blew my mind. And he kept blowing my mind. Even when I opened my Bible for the scriptural surprise to Joshua 24, make sure you go read that entire chapter. The first verse that stood out was verse 15. It says, as for me and my family, we will worship the Lord. Y'all, of course, I love that verse. But this chapter of Joshua is so good. And of course, my Tony Evans Study Bible really helped me to get a better understanding of the scriptures that I read. The study notes from verse 16 through 20 were actually right in line with what the Holy Spirit said to me about change being seen, not heard. See, in these verses, Joshua 24, 16 through 20, the people were promising that they would certainly not abandon God. But in verse 19, Joshua was basically saying, look, talk is cheap. Talk is cheap, okay? But actions prove your words. Change is seen, not heard. And when I move further down into the text, verse 23 stood out, and the verse itself said, then get rid of the foreign gods that are among you and turn your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel. He said, get rid of the foreign gods that are among you and turn your hearts to the Lord. The study notes, though. Okay, Okay. Dr. Evans said, many people ask God why he's not working in their circumstances, why they're hugging their idol of choice at the same time. You wondering why God ain't working things out in your life while you hugging your idol of choice at the same time. He said, they don't stop to consider that God's inactivity may be a result of the fact that, like the people in Israel, they aren't willing to discard their idols. Now, check this out, y'all. While I was praying this morning, I repented for having any idols that I wasn't aware of, those who I didn't even know I was even idolizing. Like, I repent. Like, the fact that I read that in Joshua 24 after I had repented for any person or thing that I was idolizing, like, that just lets you know how in alignment you are. When the Lord, like, just, it blows my mind how he does that. Like, I'm praying over here about, Lord, I hope I'm not idolizing this person. I pray I repent for idolizing a person, a thing, or whatever. And then to be later in my prayer time reading about idols blows my mind. So let's talk about what an idol is, because I don't think we're all clear on it. And this definition really helped me. And this came from the study notes of chapter 24 of Joshua. So y'all, the Lord, when you seek him, I'm telling you, he will show you everything you need to see. An idol is an unauthorized person, place, or thing that we look to as a source of purpose, promise, or provision. An idol can be money, power, popularity, sex, influence, or a person. It can even be a pastor or a motivational leader. A person, like, you just following this person. You idolize this person. Everything they say, you just all over it. Like, you just idolizing it. It can be your career. It can be success. The question I have for you is, are there any unidentified idols in your life that you look to as a source for purpose, promise, or provision? Are there? Like, I know for me, that's why I was repenting for it, because there may be some unidentified idols. Like, I didn't even know I was idolizing that. Like, I'm unaware, right? And like yesterday, it's like when you learn better, you do better. So I be praying for stuff that I don't even know about, because I know the enemy wants me to not know, right? He don't want me to know that I'm idolizing a particular pastor, or, you know, a person that I'm just going to listening to all the time. And it's okay to go and listen. I'm not saying that, but don't put that person before God. It's an idol when you put them before God. It's an idol when you put your job before God as to being the source. We have only one ultimate source who meets all of our needs, and that's God. God gives us purpose. God is a promise keeper, and God is the provision. He is the source. He's the provider. He's Jehovah Jireh, our provider, not all this other stuff. The other things are just resources, but God is the only one who is the ultimate source, God. But y'all, I just got to end with this. Change is seen, not heard. All right, y'all. I got to say this too. I can hear him now just saying, "Fun, you really got to get up earlier. You got to get up earlier." Like, even this, he told me to document my day and what I, because he wanted to show me something. And I know that he's showing me that I'm not getting up early enough in order to get the podcast posted, even by the new time that I set. Like, I'm still not. And the thing is, he shifted me to spend more time with him. But the thing is, I'm still rushing to get done by a certain time. And even if, no matter what he's saying is, no matter how much time you give yourself, you still need to be, you know, more consistent with your wake up time and the time you spend with me. Like, you got to get back to that consistency. So thank you, Lord, just for revealing that to me, because the blog is out right now. The blog has to be done by 10 o'clock in order for it to go out to those who have subscribed. So if you haven't subscribed, make sure you do that. But you're hearing me record the podcast right now, and it should be going out at the same time that the blog is going out. But anyway, so if you go to the blog and you click on it, and the reason why it doesn't work or the reason why it didn't work when you clicked on it, it's because I'm still recording it or had not finished recording it. So that's why. But anyway, y'all, I just wanted to share that we, you know, when the Lord is showing us what changes we need to make as he's developing us, we need to make those changes immediately. So anyway, what are your assignments for today? Y'all, I got 4 questions for you today. I know it's more, but I think these assignments are really key to your development and your evolving as a Christian, as you are evolving in your spiritual relationship. Okay. So number one, what did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? Number two, how do you remind yourself of what God has done for you? And how often do you remind yourself? Remember I was saying earlier about, he said, think back to the times I've answered you immediately. Like, how do you remind yourself of what God has already done for you? And how often do you remind yourself? I would suggest that you have it written down, documented, and also that you go and read it daily, just so you can, it, like, that just opens up gratitude in your day. Number three, what serves as a constant reminder for you regarding the agreement you made to God? Like, what do you look to that serves as a constant reminder that you have committed your life to Christ? Because see, if you had something that you constantly looked at to remind yourself of the agreement that you made with God when you said, you know, I give my life to you, I surrender my life to you, like, what do you look at every day that reminds you of that agreement, that surrendering agreement, the covenant that you made with God? Like, what do you What do you use? What reminds you every day? Because I believe if you remember and recall and see every day that you made an agreement with God, it will help you not to be, you know, tempted to forget the God you serve. And then finally, number four, are there any unidentified idols in your life that you look to as a source for purpose, promise, or provision? Identify them. Repent. And then turn away from them. Like, don't idolize it anymore. Like, stop immediately. Okay? All right, y'all. I love y'all so much. I thank you for listening. I thank you for each and every person who subscribes to the podcast and who subscribes to the blog. I love you guys. Like I said, I already said that, but I thank you so much for just your dedication to listening each and every day. And I know some people, you have to play catch up sometimes because it is a daily blog. And I'm just thankful that you're part of my community. I appreciate you so, so much. And I thank you again for listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow.